Hey fans, welcome back into Redskins Life. My name is Jake Kringstreifels of Redskins.com. Back again with Nick Sundberg. Nick, we just talked about your Man of the Year award, and I want to talk to you about the Charitable Foundation and what you've been able to do partnering with them with your Loads of Love program. How did that idea just initially start with you and getting the wheels going on that project?
As silly as it is, I was sitting on the couch with my wife, and she came across a story, an article written on one of the social media platforms. And basically, this company did this study where they put three washers and dryers in three schools in LA, they put washers and dryers in three schools in LA and three schools in Missouri. And they went to each of these schools and they asked for a list of their most at-risk kids. And they put every one of these kids, basically all the kids with the most unexcused absences. And they put all these kids in this program where every single day of the school year, they can show up, drop off a bag of dirty clothes, and at some point during the day, somebody from the PTA volunteers to come in, a teacher on their off period, somebody in the front office washes, folds the clothes. At the end of the day, these kids pick up their freshly washed and folded clothes. And at the end of the school year, after they, implemented this program, they saw a 96% increase in attendance and an 89% increase in grades across the board of all six of these schools. And so I was just kind of shocked that something that we all take for granted and that right. seems so minimal could make such an impact. So I literally just forwarded the article go ahead.
It's part of that, I guess, just the maybe the embarrassment or the shame of not wanting to come to school, I guess, not looking your best, right?
Well, so I think there are a lot of different factors. Mm-hmm. So what we've learned throughout this process is that, because I was under the assumption that it was just public schools that need sure. that were in need of a program like this, but in talking to a lot of people and doing a lot of research, private schools actually have a huge need. So a lot of times, private schools, you get issued two polos and a pair of pants or whatever their uniform is, and if you cannot afford to buy more, regardless of the reason, that's what you get. If you don't, and a lot of these schools have policies where if you don't show up wearing the required uniform, you can't go to class. You have to sit in school suspension all day, and it counts as an unexcused absence. So it's not just, having dirty clothes. It's also about not having the proper attire if you do go to a public school. And, it's one of those things that I think we looked at and said, look, if this really is this simple, and I say simple because we really thought it was simple, it turned out to be a lot more work than we originally planned. Yeah. We had no idea about the plumbing and electric and HVAC and the space needed and what it would take to implement a program and finding, basically community members from the PTA or the these schools themselves to volunteer and to create a system, because all three schools that we implemented have different systems for who washes the clothes. So, sure. It was a lot of fun kind of going through it, but it was a ton of work for the Redskins Charitable Foundation. I think it was absolutely worth it in the end. I mean, this has been just over a year-long project where we've been kind of, slowly working along the way. But at the start of this school year, we were in three schools in PG County and two shelters in D.C. that focus on families with young children. So we are extremely happy with where we are right now and excited to see where we can go.
And I would say just probably the rewarding part, you said it was a challenge not knowing really how much work goes involved, but now that you do know that, just the amount of appreciation you have.
Yeah, well, absolutely. While I'm at practice or, we have a day off on Monday, right. The Charitable Foundation is sending employees out to all these different schools in Maryland. These guys are driving back and forth multiple times a week to try and see if these schools have the right facilities, what we need to install and all that stuff. And so I'm extremely thankful for everything that they've done and continue to do on a daily basis to make this, to turn this idea into a reality.
Yeah. Well, you're doing good work, Nick. Make sure to check it out. It's Loads of Love. You can find out on Redskins.com and on the Charitable Foundation website as well. Thanks for joining me, Nick.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next time on Redskins Life.
Thanks.